from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning after the Phils win last night, and obviously the Eagles at 1-0. And every single Tuesday at this time, or typically about 5 minutes prior to this time, we're going to be joined by an Eagles legend. We're going to be joined in studio by one of the great players and really, I mean, great people in the history of Philadelphia sports. Brandon Graham, of course, is always brought to us by Primo Hoagies. And Primo's, of course, BG spot. We all love it. Be like Brandon Graham. Make your game day epic with party trays from Primo Hoagies online at PrimoHoagies.com. It's not just a Primo. It's not just a hoagie. It's a Primo. It's not just a long time Eagle. It is the longest tenured Philadelphia Eagle of all time. Passing Concrete Charlie, who is concrete, but apparently not concrete enough. As Brandon Graham got to year 15 and contributed. Good morning, BG.
Good morning.
How are you, pal?
Man, you know what? Feeling good. Just excited, man. 1-0, as you can know. It's not easy to win in this league. I heard Coach talking about it, and I'm so excited. Just know what we got to work on, what we got to build on, because this is a one day at a time mentality.
Sure.
Today we're gonna go over the corrections and then we're gonna get them fixed.
Well, we'll get to that, but BG, let's get to this year 15 reality.
Uh-huh.
When did you know, is this something you knew last year, 2 or 3 years ago, that if you get to 15 you're the longest tenured Eagle? Did you find out in recent weeks? When did you know that you just set that mark?
You know what? I didn't know until people started talking about it. I mean, it's nothing that you really look at. You just kind of in it. And eventually people start throwing stats out there on stuff that you accomplished being here this long. And, of course, man, I'm happy to still be here, still be playing at a high level. And, you know, I'm just want to go out the right way. And I'm excited with this type of team we have. I think
good.
We got a shot.
You know what? Hasn't been in a high level in a long time. Seltzer, Earl Thomas doesn't still play, right?
Yeah, buddy. I love this. Well done.
Oh,
that you're damn right he doesn't.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know what? He always reached out to me and showed love. So at the end of the day, you know, we was where were you supposed to be? And I'm happy that I got that bad taste out of my mouth on how I started.
Good for you, man.
So you had a few more reps in this game than I was expecting. That was a big first game. How's your body feel? And were you expecting that number of reps heading into week one?
Well, yeah. Vic always joked with me, hey, man, you're going to have to earn it this year.
And he meant it.
Yeah.
Did you think he was joking?
No,
like, you
I
thought
didn't.
He was for real?
I didn't, because he started talking to me more the Patriots when we had went to see the Patriots. We played against them in joint practice. He said, hey, I got a little more reps for you this practice right here, so get
wow.
ready. So I'm like, you know, I'm loving that he's trusting me out there. I mean, that's another thing. And then I'm just encouraging the boys. And, of course, you know, I want to be out there, but, you know, I just want to do whatever they need me to do. You know what I'm saying? But I'm excited because my body ain't hurting as bad as I thought it was going to be.
That's great. Your body's not hurting as badly as you thought it was going. Did you do something different for this season to get ready for this season, knowing it's your last season? You know, like putting it all into this basket, so to speak?
My nutrition. You know, that was a big one all my career. And now these last five years, I've been, you know, I got a hold of, like, man, good weight that I can play with. And I think I got even better this year because, you know, I noticed the last one.
So, yeah. Brandon, let's just get to that.
Yep.
Is it definitely your last season?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is my last one. I'm all in. I'm all in like I'm always been. But, I'm ready for the other side of it.
Good for you, man. Mm-hmm. Do you hope that this is part of that? I mean, I know you've been hanging around here at WIP for a bunch of years. I mean, just like Kelsey made a...
Yeah.
Very smooth transition. Do you hope to get into this, you know, after the playing days are done?
I think so. I really do. I'm not in that place yet of when that time do come, I know I'm gonna make my decision on what real opportunities is right there on the table. But right now, man, I'm trying to win this thing and go out the right way, and then I'm excited for the options to be able to, you know, do this, because I mean, I talk all the time in the building, having fun with the guys, and this what it is, you know, having fun with the guys.
Yeah. You'll be great at it. When that time comes, you'll be great. So you'd mentioned it to start there. You know, cleaning up some stuff, obviously, from it still sounds so weird to say, from Friday night. Yeah, it was a Friday night game. So without giving away the state secrets, because I know, you know, you guys can't say everything. And you know, Seltzer Sirianni special is very guarded. Right?
Wants to yes, be very guarded, you know, yes.
We're not asking you to name plays and stuff, Brandon, but what in a general sense, what are the things you think you guys can clean up on that help you propel?
Well, you know what, I just think the way we technique, it's all technical stuff, like the way you use your hands, certain blocks, like when you out in space, you gotta set that edge, you know, for guys that's running to the ball. It's just certain little stuff that people can make that choice in that moment. But we drill it all the time. It's just sometimes you think you can kind of get away with certain stuff, and this league is not as forgiving, as you know. It's all about like one false step, and that's one less step closer to his fingertips sometimes on how people catching balls. And it's like, oh, man, it's
every all technical. Every inch matters.
It's every inch matter. And so I think that's what I really see for us, is we got to make sure we keep gaining them inches. You know what I'm saying? Making sure that we're not cutting them corners on certain, you know, just little things. Don't let it beat us.
How strange is it that the inside linebackers had more sack production than the edge rush guys in this first game? And does that get competitive for you guys?
Like, it get competitive.
Are you mad that the inside linebackers had more sack production in the first game than the edge guys?
I wouldn't say mad. I just say we competing. Like, oh, I see you, Zach. You're going to start it off. Okay.
And he had 15 tackles also.
He was balling. You know what I'm saying? And I love it. And we got the win. I know that for us, I don't make excuses, but as a rusher, you know, you got to have traction, and it was a little slick out there, and we did our best.
That's the big thing.
And that was our biggest, I was more happy on how we handled it in those moments, because we know what it was, because Super Bowl, we didn't handle it as good.
Did the Super Bowl give you preparation? Did you feel like you were better at dealing with it this time for that experience? Wow.
Keeping everybody focused on it is what it is. They got to deal with it too.
And is that part of why the inside linebackers were going more? Or are we going to see our inside linebackers going more on a week to week? Because that's Vic.
You know what? That's Vic. But on top of that, like, Zach was killing. I mean, I ain't taking nothing away from Zach. Zach was out there. Man, I'm so proud of Zach, because I seen him work his butt off from what people thought he was just going to come in for special team, and then he coming out here hot. You know what I'm saying?
Unbelievable.
I'm telling you, it's cool to see people have that year and make it the best. And I feel like right now he's starting off on a good foot.
That attitude has to spread. Like, when he's out there, just it feels like he was making every play. When a guy is like that, like in that zone, it has to spread to other guys, right?
You feel it, and you competing, and then you celebrating, and it's like, man, you just want to go out there and make plays, especially when you see your teammates giving you everything.
Yeah. Brandon Graham with us, says he will be every single Tuesday at this time. By the way, 8 o'clock, when the Eagles are going to play a home game in their next game, which in this case they are, 8 o'clock, we're going to give you the name of a current or former player. So be tuned for 5 minutes from now, because NovaCare and WIP have teamed up to give away tickets every Friday entering a home game. And Brandon, that means like a real home game, not a home game in Brazil. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I know it's been a few days and maybe the storyline's kind of lost some luster, but just give us from your standpoint, the Brazil thing as you experienced it. Was it a lot of time in the hotel? I mean, what was the Brazil thing like as you did it?
It was a lot. It was time in the hotel, but they had a lot of things we can do. We was down. I mean, we had a game room. We had a lot of stuff there that we really could do. And the people was cool. They really took care of us there. The food was, you know, we had the hotel food. We couldn't get no DoorDash and nothing like that to see what it was all about. But if I would say the next time if we do go, I would. You know, let's do like a team dinner somewhere just so that we could see the city. But they took us on different routes when we went towards the stadiums, when we went to walk through, stuff like that, just to kind of see the city. But, I mean, we didn't get a chance to really get out other than just seeing it from our hotel room.
Put another way, you've probably been to a Brazilian steakhouse in Philadelphia, but not a Brazilian steakhouse in Brazil.
Not in Brazil.
That's too bad.
Brandon, the culture of this team.
Yep.
How would you sum it up? The culture of this team is what?
The culture is a bunch of people with chips on their shoulders. You know, you was talking about Devin White. I know he got a chip on his shoulder on how things went in Tampa. He want to prove that, you know, he can be at that elite level of what he know he could be. Then, you know, you got Zach Bond, same thing, chip on his shoulder, you know, left Saints. I'm feeling that. That's how I'm feeling. Everybody has something to prove, and it's just what I see every day in the work that they put in after. Because even with Nick, now we got a shorter little schedule, but you see people still being there doing their 500 shots. That's what we call it. After you're done, you doing your 500 shots or whatever that is. You might get some extra conditioning. You might be catching balls on the jug machine. I mean, you really got guys out there taking their stuff serious and bringing other guys along. And even for me, like sometimes I'd be like, man, I ain't doing nothing today. And here come Jordan Davis. Nah, man, I don't want to hear that. Like, come on, let's go do it. And it's cool because I know I was the guy doing that to them, and now sometimes I got to eat my own words.
Wow. The youthful exuberance is coming back and catching you on the back end.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. That's great. So you've faced this offense an awful lot, the Eagles' offense. I'm very, very partial to the rushing attack, the running attack, Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
Does our offensive rushing attack feel different this year? You face it. Does it feel more capable? Does it feel more powerful? Does it feel more intimidating? What can we as fans expect this year? Because I'm hoping that this is like paving the way to greatness, to dominance, sheer physical dominance and greatness on the offensive side.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is what we doing. You know, I see
Does it
guys,
look different it, in it, practice?
And then you got a home run hitter where all he needs is a little space and you see how he bursting through holes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Saquon strong within himself. And then to make the offensive line right. Just think of when he was in with the Giants. He made them right you know.
Which is saying a lot.
And so I'm excited the chemistry together, you know, that's really all it is, knowing how guys and where they're supposed to be. Everybody has to do their job and play within their box and make sure that they take care of their area and Saquon and do the rest.
Coming out of week one, what are the improvements that you have to make for week two?
Making sure that, you know what, that's a good one. I like that. You know, when I... Because using my hands, I know I did really good. That was a big focus for me. My bad.
You got
bad.
Some strong hands.
Oh, no. Hold on. Hold on.
Is that a dollar in the jar?
I got to tell you something. Brandon Graham, who wants to be a talk show host, just had a false freaking start.
Yes.
He's got a phone on in the studio. You heard of the silence button?
Yes, it was my alarm, my 8 o'clock alarm. I'm already here already. I don't know why that was.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't even know.
That's great. Even Asante Samuel weighs in and says,
it is driving me crazy.
There you go. I love it. All right. I also love when we give away Eagles tickets, which we will on Friday, courtesy of NovaCare. So in the lead up to a home game on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, those 4 days, at 8 o'clock, we'll give you the name of a different either current or former Eagles player, typically of some note. So as the Eagles get ready to play Atlanta and your chance to win tickets on Friday, let's tee up the first name.
And the name is...
The name is... Chad Lewis!
Wow.
You got to know the name Chad Lewis for Friday. Rhea Seltzer, why?
Two touchdowns against the Falcons.
Bingo.
Championship game.
Yep. Bingo.
Is that what he broke his... Did he break his leg?
He called it the best worst day of his life. It was his foot.
And what happened in the Super Bowl... other than like the Eagles lost, related to Chad Lewis being injured? And I hate to dog a guy here.
LJ?
No, Bartram?
Well, there was a little bit of LJ, okay? But touchdown T, what was that guy's name? No, touchdown T was the Stanford running back. What was that guy's name? Anyway.
Tommy Vardell.
The guy that this Eagles signed from Toll Brothers because he had a killer holding penalty at the end of the half.
Who?
When the Eagles, what was that
Jeff
guy's?
Jeff Thomason.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he would do the T.
How's that for a pull?
Yeah, he would score a touchdown, Brandon. This guy would, Donovan would throw him the ball, he'd do a T. 1 year he had like 5 or 6 TDs. They signed him like 2 years later. He seemed like a great guy. Problem was he held near the end of the first half when Andy was going to pedal to the metal, try to get down the field. Ball got spotted around the 10-yard line. Andy's like, all right, we got to take a knee. And it took a drive away.
It didn't matter. Belichick was cheating anyway.
Well, there's that also. All right. So Brandon Graham with us. BG is going to be fielding some phone calls when he's in here as well. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Mark right now. He is in Downingtown. Mark, it's breakfast with BG. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thanks for taking my call, Brandon. I will lead off by saying you're by far one of my favorite Eagles, and congratulations on a wonderful career, and I hope you go out with a Super Bowl win.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
And it's always really inspiring to hear you. I love it when you speak on the radio because your demeanor is so, you know, you're just so perfect, so calm, and you bring some humor, too. It's wonderful.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
And that's before he sees Richie's face.
I know, right?
I know. I seen him at the corner of my eye. I seen him turn his head.
You don't like when I make those comments.
What is my face doing?
I like to drop it in.
Give Joe one of these.
It's okay that I'm looking at Brandon, right? Like, I'm happy for him.
How rude. All right. What do you got today, Mark?
Hey, Joe, I wanted to pump the brakes a little bit on the criticism of Jalen, because I'll use your golf analogy. You know, the driver is the longest club, and that when you make a mistake with the driver, your mistake is more accentuated. The poor guy touches the ball every offensive snap. He can't go into game one thinking there aren't going to be mistakes, and when he makes a mistake, it just gets accentuated. When the other players have their numbers called because they're not touching the ball every snap, I would expect them more to step up and make a play, whereas I know Jalen's going to make some mistakes.
Well, he is. I will just tell you, for my liking, for $250 million, I would want less mistakes. I grant you, every quarterback, every player is going to make mistakes in every game. But that was a lot. Look, he did a lot really well. I'm not pushing that aside, but I thought there was some pretty big hiccups. All right, Mark, give me a great answer. A scene in a movie with a villain as we honor James Earl Jones today.
Yeah, the entire sequence of events at the end of Training Day when Ethan Hawke and Denzel are in the street.
Denzel at the end of Training Day is great, man. King Kong and all that. BG, you like that movie, right?
Oh, yeah, man. I love it.
Do you have an ultimate movie scene, Brandon, that involves... First of all, before you answer that, I'm going to ask you an ultimate movie scene involving a villain. Seltzer, we got to continue to honor James Earl Jones. I got to hear a little bit more of the great voice of James Earl Jones.
This field, this game, it's a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good. And it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
Love it. Baseball, as he says at the start of that scene. Now, he's certainly not a villain in that movie, but he's a villain as Darth Vader until Johnny's a good guy at the end, which is kind of weird. You know, he's like a good guy.
He's kinda like Christ figure in the movie. Like, he really is. Brings balance to the whole thing. Yeah, his death brings.
But he really doesn't, because then it keeps going. And then it keeps spinning out of order. All right, so Brandon, ultimate movie scene with a bad guy.
Bane, you know, when he popped out on Batman at the game, you know, seeing him come through.
Oh, yeah, the Heinz Field.
Oh, yeah, it was like, man, that scene right there.
That was crazy. That
Heinz Ward, see ya.
Heinz. I mean, you couldn't imagine something like that.
So here's something I can't imagine, but I'm curious if it's ever happened. Because, Brandon, when Nick was talking earlier about your personality and what you bring, you know, there's two people in Philadelphia sports to me that are... just what you bring personality-wise, mm-hmm. I see it with you, and I see it with Tyrese Maxey.
Great comp.
Have you guys ever met? That might be too much kindness in one room. Have you and Tyrese ever met?
Oh, yeah, we met. You know, we didn't not hung out, but we was together. You know, just being out there in his world. And, you know, just being able to talk through mutual people and stuff like that. It's really cool. Learning their days and how they go about their days and what their days look like. It's a lot shorter than us.
It almost feels like you're like the molecular vibrations of Tyrese Maxey and Brandon Graham.
It's unbelievable.
Like, you guys would explode the room. You know,
it's unbelievable.
Hey, trying to keep that positive alive.
There you go. All right, let's get another call in here with BG. Corey in Pottstown right now. Corey, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Brandon Graham, good to hear from you, brother.
Good morning, Corey. Good morning.
Hey, I have to say this. I don't know if it's going on with the guys in the building. Brandon, when people hear your voice, you know how much we just smile when we hear your voice, bro.
Man, I appreciate you for
it.
It
is awesome.
Everybody accepts Tom Brady.
Good.
Yes, exactly. Everyone except Tom Brady. One thing about the Eagles, I just want to say, when you look at that game, I mean, I know Brandon's not going to think this, but to me, that just, you got to get that rust off of not being, not playing in the preseason. So it's one of those things where you're looking at, you got to get your rhythm together. And the game seemed a little fast in the beginning, but I'm glad it slowed down, and I think it worked out very well.
Well, it certainly did with the W. That's for darn sure.
Absolutely.
All right, Corey, give me a great answer here. A scene in a movie with a villain.
So everyone's missing the best Hans Gruber scene. It's when he shoots the guy when the interrogation scene with Mr. Tagagi.
So that is a great scene.
It's a great scene.
Yeah.
That's when you know how vicious Hans really is.
Yeah. I still don't think that's the best scene from Die Hard, but fair enough. Hans Gruber is in three different answers we got here so far. So, Brandon, tell us about today and sort of the next stretch of, I guess it's 6 days. So the calendar changes with the game Monday night. What do you guys got today?
It's an extra day. We're going to probably get out on the field, you know, just practice, get through some stuff, more individual stuff, technique, like I was saying. Mm-hmm. And, today is just corrections and making sure that we getting that blood flow going so that when we off tomorrow, we go back Thursday, everything just got bumped back a day.
How much are you working with Bryce Huff to get him to be all that he can be?
Man, I'm telling you, Bryce... I'm excited for Bryce because I see him work every day. I see him. I mean, when I went back in yesterday, even though we went in, we got done at like 12, I had to go back because I had to come down for the radio show. He was still up in there, you know, just in the steam and sauna. I'm telling you, Bryce Huff, he worked his butt off, and I know he's going to show up big this year.
Good having CJ GJ back. Does anybody talk more than him?
Hey, me and him together. Yeah. Hey, in this game, I ain't gonna lie. Like, he kept involving me in all the stuff that he was going. I loved it. Like, I mean, that's gonna be a guy that I'm gonna feed off of, just like how I was with Fletch. And I can see already that he, you know, he looked for that. So I'm gonna make sure I give him that.
So with Fletcher not there anymore in a game to tell you, as he famously did that one time on the clip that made the rounds, like, all right, enough, Brandon. All right, let's play the game. Enough yapping.
Yeah.
So is anybody gonna tell you to come on?
I might have to tell CD Garner, for real. I'm telling you, CD, that's going to be me learning my lesson, and now I have to tell him, like, hey, we're going to calm down because I don't want you to get no penalty.
Do you have a sense of Atlanta yet? Let's just preview that quickly. I mean, I know it's still some days away. I guess the game plan hasn't been installed yet, not to you guys, but or maybe it has because you guys came back Friday. What do you sense from Atlanta and the challenge up ahead Monday night?
Well, I know just with the quarterback already, he's a timing thrower. Like, he's somebody who's in rhythm. Like, you got to make sure you take him off his rhythm. And then you got to stop the run because Bijan definitely is going to be a part of that, especially on what we let up in this game against the Packers. That's going to be the stuff that we got to fix up front, you know, for us and make sure that we're shutting the run down. But I know that's probably going to be the game plan, the run game, and, you know, making sure that they put their offense in the best position possible.
He's a good player, Bijan. He's good.
Yeah, Bijan is an exciting young player. Do you, as pass rushers, just lick your chops a little bit more knowing that it's Kirk Cousins and knowing that it's a huge game in the NFL schedule? Like, it feels like that's his kryptonite, the big game in the NFL schedule. How do you guys view that?
Well, you know, just watching that game against the Steelers, I mean, it was a defensive game, and it was one of them, like, where the pressure up front was definitely getting to him. And I mean, for us, we got to make sure we make it the same way. And I think it's just like the defense playing together. The DBs, it go together. The DBs take away the first read, we got to be there. And we got to make sure that we stop in the run, of course, so that they, you know, don't have no other options other than throw the ball. And then that's when you're suffocating them. And we got to make sure we staying on point.
Nice.
Is Quinyon Mitchell already like a guy that everyone has total faith in? Like everyone knows how good he is, even though he's a rookie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And his attitude, too. That's the thing, man. His attitude when he first came in, he was quiet. He just kind of, I say he was just scoping the scene. And then that first little couple reps, you hear people talking, man, he was talking stuff to AJ. You're like, what? For real?
And
then,
wow.
Then you see him out there and you're like, oh, yeah, this boy breaks is crazy.
Wow.
And so I love that. I want him to be him. You know what I'm saying? But we got him comfortable. Now I feel like, you know, he got a good room, good guys to learn from, talk to in the moments when he need them. But I think he came in confident for sure, but was a little quiet at first. But now he's still quiet, but out there on that field, he's a different guy.
Well, Brandon, let me say, man, we're really thrilled to have you as a big part of this show this year. You know, again, for everyone listening, obviously, you know, you're listening to Brandon Graham. You know that voice. He's going to be with us every Tuesday for about a half an hour, typically from 7:40 to 8:10. Unless Nick Sirianni bumps in there, and then, you know, Brandon, you get bumped back 5 minutes.
He understands because we got 9 o'clock today, so right after this, I'm up out of here.
All right, well, you get out. Brandon, let me say this. Two things at the end. One, you're going to be a great talk show host when that time comes.
I appreciate you.
I mean, you really are. And I've told you that for a few years. You know, we've had these conversations. Two, 19 games to go in your career.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
Good work there.
Seltzer knows that 16, a bye.
Yep.
And 3 in the postseason. Yeah. Brandon, keep it rocking, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, man.
Good luck on Monday night. Brandon Graham, there he is.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.